till I made a com. I was doing great. Everything seems to be, you know, there wasn't any, till I just, I make com. Have you ever trouble with this word? Till I made a com, it's coming. Commitment. You ever have trouble with this? I don't know. Things were great until then, and then my list came out of nowhere. Someone must have even put it in my pocket, and all the stuff that I had known about, but wasn't even thinking about until I made a you ever get your list? Don't worry. Not until you make a commitment does your list. Can't do that. Well, can't do that. Well, I can't. Well, no way. Well, that's not going to work. Right? Suddenly, I was consumed, if you will, with all of the reasons I couldn't do the thing I just made a commitment to. Welcome to the normal Christian life. You see, God's sequence is simply this. We do step in faith. We walk in the light. And we go, well, hey, look at that, more light. But all these things are consuming me. Weaknesses, I think, is the term used in the Bible. Moses had to deal with them. We talked about this on Saturday. Moses himself began to tell God in chapter 4, well, there's a problem with my speech. In other words, you picked the wrong guy because you didn't know my limitations. And let me just explain, there's a difference between unwilling and unable. Moses himself built that, but Paul in the New Testament was consumed with this thing we now refer to as his thorn in the flesh, his weaknesses. And God spoke to him and said these words, rejoice in your weaknesses. Now, when I heard that, as a good charismatic, I said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. But in reality, God is working the grace in us. Are you saying he will use us in our weaknesses in ways that he'll never use us in our strengths? Test me on this. Test me as we enter into the kingdom economy. That God could use us and work through us vessels of honor. For the number one single most important characteristic that God is looking for in our lives is yieldedness. Not ability, not credentials, not education, but our willingness to say, I surrender. I'm willing for you to work through me in spite of me. Rejoice in your weaknesses. Why? Because there's something mystical there. It unleashes God's power to work through you. I tell you that I stand as a testimony of a work of grace, not to my strengths, but indeed to my weaknesses. And I believe Sue will tell you the same thing. God works through us through our willingness to produce something far beyond our wildest dreams and imaginations. So I dealt with this issue of weakness. And then I touched the door handle of the door, stranger, and you invited me in. 20 years later, I understood in words that what I could not understand before. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. You see, I didn't connect the dots. What you have done unto the least of these, you've done it unto. I didn't connect the dots. That it's always an act of worship. Indeed, maybe worship for too long has been held hostage in the worship place. The Father seeks worshipers on Sundays, the ad says, between 10 and 11:15. No way. Not the kingdom. For everything we do is a response of worship, which is gratitude for the amazing grace. Well, the second thing that I faced in the story was my feelings of inadequacy. I felt inadequate. Commitment has a way of surfacing things in us that we aren't thinking about until we make commitment. And may I offer to you, dear brothers and sisters, this sentence? There is no Christian growth except through commitment. It doesn't happen, will not happen, will not exist. Nada. It's through commitment that God propels our spiritual growth. And if we are not committed to something, and maybe it's for you, what about Bob? Baby steps, right? Remember that? Baby steps. Maybe it's for you, just baby steps. First serve. God propels our spiritual life through commitment. They don't have to be big. But we must be loyal to our words and